Kimmel Mishnah Zayin. Ezu boshas. So what is this boshas that we say that he has to pay boshas? Hakol afi hamivayish. So it's all according to the one that's embarrassing, meaning the one that's doing the action. Vahamispayish, and also according to the one that's being embarrassed. So the Rabbi brings that an average person that's embarrassing somebody else, that embarrassment is the strongest. It's even worse than, let's say, a chosh of a person that's trying to embarrass somebody else, or a pauper that's trying to embarrass somebody else. The average guy, when he embarrasses somebody, that's the worst. The Rabbi brings that the Gemara Baba Kama says that actually the person that's on the lowest level of the totem pole, when he embarrasses somebody, that is the greatest embarrassment. And that's the Rav holds as the Iker, that's the greatest embarrassment. And the one that's being embarrassed, according to their chashivas, like the Rav brings, that's how much boshas there would be caused. So it seems the greater the person, the bigger the busha. Pigam. And when we deal with pigam, that's one of the things that he has to pay, which is basically the damage that was done to her. Roenosa ki'ilu hi shivcha nimkeres. We look at her as if she was a shivcha that was sold on the street. Kama hisa yafa, v'kama hi yafa. How much she was worth beforehand and how much she is now worth. Meaning, so the Rab brings that we evaluate how much a person would want to pay. Let's say he has an Eved Ivri, and the master loves the Eved Ivri, his Eved, and he wants to give him a shivcha that's a psula. So how much more would he pay for a shivcha psula to give to his Eved than a shivcha that's not a psula? That's the difference. Taisus asks, how could you compare? Let's say Chas V'Shalom, a girl from a chosh of a family this happens to. The difference between her beforehand and afterwards is much greater than the difference between a shivcha that was a psula and a shivcha that's not a psula. There's a much greater difference. So Taisa says that's lav dafka, it's just giving an example. But in a chanami, we would make the assessment how much a master would pay, not just for a shivcha, because it doesn't just have to be a shivcha to an Eved Ivri, how much a master would pay to have a psula to a be'ula, to this type of woman that somebody was baal. And finally, the Mishnah ends, knas shava b'chol adam. When it comes to the knas, that's equal to everybody. B'chol shiesh lo kitzva min ha-Torah shava l'chol adam. And also the klal is, anytime you have a set amount in the Torah, that's the same for everybody. So in other words, and the Rab brings, and the Torah says that there's chamishim kesef that is supposed to give into the father, or if he rapes her after the father dies, he gives it to her. But that 50 shkolim is the same for everybody. And we know that there's other things besides 50 shkolim, the things that we just discussed, boshas, pagam, all these things. That's because when the Torah talks about the 50 shkolim, it's not just the 50 shkolim. The Torah says it's because the nosana ish hashochev ima. It's dafka, he's paying her because of the shchiva that he did with her. That's all the 50 shkolim is for, but there's obviously other things that he did to hurt her. But as the Mishnah explains also, it's not just this that there's 50 shkolim to, it's any time the Torah says a specific amount by a person, let's say like by Erechin or Pidyon HaBen, or any cases in the Torah, there's no difference from one person to the other, it's always the same amount.